From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. At least three people are confirmed dead after a suspected tornado roared through northwestern Arkansas early this morning. NPR's Giles Snyder spoke with an emergency dispatcher in Washington County.
Shannon McEwen is the dispatch manager for the county sheriff's office. She says there is widespread damage around the tiny town of Cincinnati, which is near the Oklahoma line, about 20 miles west of Fayetteville.
Fatalities in that area. We do have injuries, and we're actually checking residents out.
McEwen says emergency responders are going door to door, but debris from the damage, including downed power lines, is making it harder to get medical help to the injured. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
There's word that a tornado may have just touched down in Fort Leonard Wood, South Central Missouri. Gail Teeter with Missouri Emergency Management says there's no immediate report of injuries, but there was damage.
We're receiving reports that storm went through Rolla, Missouri, which is on Interstate 44, damaging some homes and blowing cars off roads.
Teeter speaking moments ago to CNN. Relentless floods are laying siege to northeastern Australia. The military has dropped supplies to towns isolated by rising waters. Prime Minister toured an evacuation center in one of the hardest hit areas. She announced disaster relief payments of $1,000 for each adult and $400 per child.
The purpose of this payment is to assist people who have lost their homes to ensure that they can have some immediate access to cash for all of the expenditure that they will need.
However, the floods weren't nearly enough to mute New Year's celebrations. They certainly partied in Sydney, where headbanging music and fireworks helped usher in 2011. It's a similar scene in parts of Asia, which are just now ringing in the new year. Britain is backing UN-sanctioned military intervention to force Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo to relinquish power. But Larry Miller reports from London the UK was not offering to supply its own troops.
British Foreign Secretary William Hague says he hopes Gbagbo can be persuaded by the Ivory Coast's West African neighbors to give up control. Hague says he supports their military intervention if persuasion doesn't work. Gbagbo's bank accounts have been frozen, and Hague says time is running out.
His power relies on control of the army. He will run out of money within the next few weeks, and that means that his power will come to an end.
Gbagbo's security forces are accused of abducting and torturing political opponents since the November election, which the UN says he lost. The Economic Community of West African States says its mediators will return to the Ivory Coast next week to try to persuade Gbagbo to step down.
This is NPR News. The Palestinians are pushing for the United Nations to condemn settlement building in the occupied West Bank. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem, the draft resolution's language has been specifically designed to avoid a U.S. veto.
Speaking from Brazil, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the Palestinian draft used language similar to that employed by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other U.S. officials who have criticized settlement building. He told diplomats in Brazil that he doesn't see how the U.S. can object to endorsing a statement that is modeled on its own objections. For now, the U.S. has said it doesn't support the draft resolution, but it's not clear if it will veto it. The U.S. is Israel's staunchest ally at the U.N., often using its veto power to stop resolutions that are unfavorable to Israel. The draft resolution says that settlements are illegal and an obstacle for peace. The Palestinians are expected to present it to the Security Council in the new year. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
No amount of snow this week was going to keep New York from ringing in the new year with style. Times Square is getting ready for revelers who'll gather to watch that glittering Waterford crystal ball drop when 2011 arrives. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says that with nearly 1 million people expected to descend on the area tonight, there are strict rules to follow.
I expect to have a great time. There are rules, no backpacks, no alcohol, you got to behave.
Thousands of uniformed and undercover police officers are also expected to be on the scene. We're seeing Wall Street sort of staggering toward the new year. At last check, the Dow was up 4 at 11,574, with NASDAQ off 9 at 2654. This is NPR.